This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello and welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. The Instagram is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast. Those DMs are open. Also, give that a follow because I'm only 10 followers away from 100 and I'd love to reach 100 followers by the end of the week. That would be great. Although this does come out on the Friday. So maybe by the end of next week. That would be great. Also, TikTok account is AmyButler66, AmyButler66. Those DMs are open, as well as my own personal Instagram, AmyButler96. And the email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Email in any questions, stories, advice, anything you want, they will get read out or replied to, whichever you would prefer. And yeah, it's just nice to hear from our community. So get doing that. Also, download, rate, subscribe, comment, all of that fun stuff as well. That helps get the podcast out there. Enough of me rambling. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, anonymous friend.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Guten Tag. Hello, bonjour.
All of the languages today.
What can I say?
God, women of many talents you are.
Been doing my Duolingo.
Have you?
Yeah.
Amazing. How have you been?
Yeah, living the dream, you know. What can I say?
Living the dream.
You all right? You good?
I'm good. We need to apologise because there was no episode last week. It was just a crazy one, wasn't it?
It was also kind of my fault because I decided to get a chest infection.
Oh, yes. We actually did have it booked in, the diary, and then you got ill.
Yeah, so guys.
I'll let you take the rap for that.
Yeah, no, I will. I'll take the L on that one. I apologise, but nobody wanted to hear me sound like Darth Vader's sister.
Well, you sound beautiful today.
Thank you very much.
Are you feeling better?
I'm feeling more like a human being.
Handy.
Which is good.
Yeah. Handy mandy. Mm. Also, I had loads of night shoots last week. So I was in no fit state to do any kind of editing anyway. So I
feel like we really edited this podcast. Well, I say me, as if I don't just talk and then just leave you to it.
That's so true. I've stopped editing now, which actually makes it so much easier.
And more chaotic, which I appreciate.
Yeah, it's more fun to listen to, I do think. I listen to it sometimes on the way to work, and I think, damn, that is chaotic.
Well, yeah. My journey to work is like 3 minutes, so I don't really listen to it on the way to work. I barely get like one song.
Yeah, fair. I wish my journey was 3 minutes. Anyway, big news this week. It is Asexual Awareness Week. Is that, like, grammatically correct? Asexuality Awareness Week. There we go.
Woo! I'll just woo again.
Woo! Yeah, because that's not getting edited out.
Yeah. All the woos.
All the woos. So we've got some celebrations to do. whoop whoop on that awareness week. I always forget about that as well. I literally saw a post on Monday about it and was like, okay, need to get on that. Might be something that I actually put in the diary in the future.
Yeah, maybe we should get together and celebrate.
Maybe we should. Maybe. I've also got my headphones in again this week. And what I found last time was that I got really excited because I was like, oh, I'm going to sound all good now through my microphone. But it didn't even record through my microphone.
We're real tech savvy over here at Asexuals and On.
Yeah, so that's a bit shit really, isn't it? Anyways, let's get on with this episode. We thought we would just kind of like go back to the beginning almost, but also I have found some resources for tips and advice to tell an asexual person, which I think...
Oh, I love tips and advice. I would love some tips and some advice.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to hear it. You need to hear it. Everyone who identifies as asexual or thinks they identify or is questioning, blah, 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 might need to hear it. So I thought that would be quite nice to go through. Are you ready for some tips, tricks and advice?
Yeah.
Okay. It's quite sweet, really. Number one, it says, you are valid. Asexuality is real. You don't need to prove it to anyone, whether you've always known or just found out the word yesterday. Your identity is valid.
That's nice.
No, you're really giving me like.
Sorry, no. I was taking it in. I was taking it in, but it is. It's nice to hear that it's not like a phase, or you know, you just need to get laid, or like it is nice to have the validation.
I do think every now and again it is important to hear it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
It's true and it's obvious. It should be obvious, but it's always nice to hear that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gives you a little pep.
Yeah, just makes you feel less shit. Do you know what I mean?
Preach.
So that's number one. You are valid, my friends. Dear listener, you are valid.
And so are you.
Me?
Yeah, you're valid.
I'm joking. okay, number two. It's okay to still be questioning. Labels are tools, not cages. It's okay if you're not 100% sure where you fall on the spectrum. Give yourself time and space to explore.
We love a box without a lid.
We do. I was like, that's a bit of us, that.
And what's the other one? Labels are useless till they aren't.
Damn, girl. Ain't that the truth? I really like that. I feel like that's just like what we preach all the time. That's what we always tell each other, what we tell everyone on the podcast at least like every other week.
Yeah. No, but also like, you know, we've had several conversations online, offline about where we fall, what we identify with, our changing identities based on our like personal situations, whatever. But it's nice that people agree.
Yeah, it is not. Yeah, actually, to be fair, like this is quite nice to know that we're not giving out shit advice. Do you know what I mean?
We're doing our best, guys.
It's quite nice to know that like our advice is, yeah, exactly. Anyways, also with that, like I feel like I really sit with that right now because my feelings are all over the place. And maybe that's for another podcast episode, but yeah, it's an interesting time.
If you guys got
time.
An insight into our FaceTime call yesterday. Ooh.
How long was it?
Like 3 hours. We were actually on the phone. Then we stopped being on the phone and switched to FaceTime.
It was great. 3 hours needed though, to be fair. Like
I felt very free after.
Did ya?
Yeah, I felt
lighter and brighter.
Lighter and brighter.
Good. I felt very grateful for our friendship and also like just my support system, because I feel like it reminded me that I've got people around me, including you. Like I think the conversation we had yesterday was really nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just reminded, I then journaled afterwards.
Oh, wow, you did get deep. I mean, the conversation was a real yo-yo of like real deep feelings, emotional things, revelations, hard truths.
Yeah.
But then also just me and you just pissing about.
As always. No, genuinely, I every night, right, for the last maybe year, I've thought I should journal. I thought I'll get back into journaling because wow. Wow.
You've put so many extra letters in that word.
That was a skill, man.
Genuinely.
Genuinely. I couldn't even do that if I tried. So funny. Genuinely. It actually helps. It really helps me. A few years ago, I did a challenge of January journaling, and it did, and then it just fell off my radar. But I think I'm going to really try now.
If it helps, yeah, that's nice. Nice to... Some people, like, when they've got their feelings out on the paper, it's like they've exited their body.
Yeah.
And then they can move on and deal with what they've or whatever they've said and how they feel.
Yeah, we were literally talking about that yesterday, weren't we? I used to write down everything all the time. But yeah, anyway, that's my plan. But also, you know how I go with, like, plans. I said that I was going to go on a date a month.
Ride the waves, baby.
I'm riding the waves. Anyway, that's that.
Number three.
Yeah. You're not broken. Society often emphasises sex, but that doesn't make you wrong for feeling differently. You're whole, complete and enough just as you are.
This is very wholesome, isn't it?
It's very sweet.
I mean, sometimes I do feel a little bit broken.
I was going to say, like...
Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, sexually.
Just in general. Genuinely.
Genuinely.
I find this really weird. Not weird, but, like, interesting. Because when I first had, like, my realisation, one of the first thoughts and feelings I had was that I was broken. And the word broken really described how I felt. And to know that that's, like, a universal feeling, like, loads of people feel that specific word, broken, is really interesting because I don't think that's often a word used to describe your feeling of yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, this is going to sound a bit morbid, but I think I said this to someone at work the other day. Like, in a way, it's nice to know that other people are on the Titanic with you.
Oh my God, 100%. But that's what this podcast is about, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all on the Titanic together, steering towards the iceberg.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but that's why I said it was a bit morbid, but it is, in a way, it makes you feel better that you're not just spiraling on your own and having your feelings about it just you.
And it's a very, like, common feeling for
sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just think broken describes it so well, and, like, I don't think that anyone else thought the way I did about it until I started seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making any sense.
This one could be a wild one, guys. We're very tired.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hope that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, I just... The word broken, it just hits the nail on the bloody head. And it's not true. We're not broken, basically. Number four. Your boundaries matter. You don't owe anyone sex. Explanations or a relationship that doesn't feel right. Your comfort comes first, always.
I feel like that's just a tip for life for anyone in any sexuality, any situation. You should never be made to feel like you're doing something for somebody else at your detriment.
So true. But I feel like it's very common for asexuals to have sex because they feel like they should.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I lived my life for a while and was just like, meh, this is it. And then lived my life means, like, I'm not going to do that. And then have lived my life mostly this year where I've just figured stuff out and been like, actually, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is where I'm at.
That's positive.
Yeah.
You know, just a little reminder. There are positives. Oh my God. Right. Number five. Asexual people can have amazing relationships. Romantic, platonic, queer platonic. There are so many valid ways to connect. You get a define love and intimacy on your own terms. That didn't make sense. You get to define love and intimacy on your own terms. I love that.
Well, you know, we were literally just having a little moment before we hit record about how, like, much we love each other.
Were we?
And we, like, yeah. And we, like, value... Yeah, you were the one who was saying it first.
I said it on the podcast.
Okay, maybe it wasn't.
I literally said it, like, 3 minutes ago.
Right, it's been a long day. But it's a valuable relationship for both of us to have each other. And
yeah, no, it is. It is. And we all, actually, tell you what we were talking about yesterday, at some point. The fact that, like, we value our platonic relationships so much and quite often probably more than the people who are receiving our love.
Yes.
And do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we were having a little bit of a moment where we were like, do we put more into relationships because we value our platonic friendships more because we don't have sexual romantic relationships, whereas the friend who's not a bad friend, not a bad person, but they don't necessarily like rank it as high because they've got these other relationships that would take more
priority.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
whereas those are our priorities because we don't have the same like relationship priorities that they do.
Yeah, and that is actually sometimes quite hard to accept and deal with and navigate in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is,
I think in any relationship it's harder if one person's giving more and the other person isn't, but it's also a step harder when it's like, it's not that that person's intentionally not giving the same amount, it's just how they feel and their priorities,
and
you
also
can't expect them to do what you do.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. And also, I don't know if this is just me, but then finding out about my asexuality, it kind of felt like I had no control over it, if that makes sense. Like, I was a bit like, oh, well, I'm stuck giving all my love to my friends and not ever receiving that kind of love back.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'll never find a relationship and be in an in a same sort of situation as them, or like in an equal, then equal. Because I think I sort of felt like I need a partner in order to have that equal platonic relationship with my friends. And we're both putting in the same amount.
Yeah, like they can't make plans on Friday because they're going out with their boyfriend, but also sometimes you couldn't make the plans because you were going out with your partner.
Yeah, or like, it's like, oh, you're going out with your boyfriend that Friday, so we can't make the plans. I'll go out with my partner.
Yeah.
Then, do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're busy, so I'll make myself busy. Whereas if you're, I sort of felt like, because I was single, I wouldn't make plans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that backup, or like, I'm really questioning if I'm making any sense this week.
No, you actually are. I mean, you are making sense to me, and this week I am a bit of a crazy person, so I don't know how valuable.
I felt a bit trapped and like I was never going to be valued the same way that I value my friends.
Yeah. And I also think, I don't know about you, but I struggle, like, if I have friends who are single and then they start dating someone or they get into a relationship, I struggle to transition from being a priority to them and then being a priority to me to then prioritising a new person. And I think that's where, like, the, like, negative feelings come in and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to have negative feelings towards your partner, but you've taken my, like, strong, solid friendship, my relationship with my bestie or whatever. And now I have to redefine our relationship. Even though nothing about me has changed, your situation has changed. And I think for me, a lot of the time, when, like, my single friends start dating someone or they get into a relationship, I just back off and I'm like, you know what, I won't speak to you. I won't like interrupt what you're doing. Which is not very fair for me to do that. But I think I just feel a bit shit about it.
I cannot tell you how relatable everything you just said was. It was like you were in my brain.
Yeah. At least I know I've got you.
You've always got me, honey.
But I always feel like I'm the person and I don't know what I would be like genuinely if I got into a relationship. I would obviously want to prioritise that relationship and everything, but would it impact my friendships in the way that I've seen my friends impact our friendships? Because I wouldn't want to be that person and be on the other side of it. But then at the same time, part of me would be like, this is my time now to just prioritise this one person. You lot can piss off.
I think I'd be, it would depend on the friend. I think if it was like you, I think I would be more mindful of that. Whereas if it was like my friends who have made me feel that way, I'd be like, oh yeah. Like, it's my time to prioritise this person.
Yeah. And I think also being asexual, you do have a bit more of an awareness of it. Whereas other people, it's not that they're intentionally doing it, but they don't have the same feelings towards platonic relationships and friendships and priorities than we do necessarily feel in the way that we feel.
Yeah, completely. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. I like that one. You are not alone. There are millions of ACEs around the world. Communities like AVEN? AVEN, Reddit, Discord groups and LGBTQIA plus spaces exists for you. Seek them out. You belong. True. Like this podcast is exactly that. Like it is for the community and it is like for everyone around the world. That's what makes it so beautiful is that like this platform of podcasting and YouTube and Spotify and TikTok, like it just brings anyone from around the world together.
Well, that's how we met.
Yeah, but also like we don't live that far away from each other.
No, which that is a Brucey bonus, but I would probably say that like my friendship with you is a very important one. Like it's very high on the importance of like my friendships and the amount that I rely on you and talk to you and all that stuff like that. It's without that connection through TikTok, through social media, we wouldn't have that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
I do think it also does help that we have a lot in common, like outside of like interests and stuff, and also we don't live that far.
Very true. Yeah, but to reiterate, even if you're in a environment where you haven't got people around you physically or that close to you in kilometers, you're still not alone, you know, like they're like it.
Yeah, but we don't hang out face to face that much.
We don't, to be fair, but I do think if you lived in like Australia, I don't know.
Yeah, how close would we be?
It's hard to say because we might be just as close, but I do feel like say if you were feeling really, really shit, I could jump in my car and make that hour and a half journey to you. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just makes me feel closer to you, physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Because we are logistically closer.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, you are never alone, my friends. Number 7, coming out is your choice. Yes, it is. You don't have to come out to everyone if you are not ready. Choose safety and comfort. Your identity is still real, even if it's private. Yes, anonymous friend.
Yeah, anonymous being key.
Literally what this podcast again is all about.
One day, babes, there will be a face reveal.
Oh my God, that will be the day. That doesn't have to ever be a face reveal. But also, like...
No, but I don't feel like that there's any pressure for me to actually do it. Like, you never put pressure on me. Like, there's no... I know that if I just turn around to you one day and go, get the camera on, you'll go, okay. And it'll be minor. Like, we'll celebrate it and be like, look, this is, I'm proud of it.
Mm.
But it's not like a big deal in that sense.
Yeah. I do think as well, like, I can't remember if we've spoken about it before, but coming, like, asexuality coming out, I don't even like calling it coming out, but it's a different one, isn't it? It is a different one. Like,
well, I think in general, like, when it is, but coming out is basically announcing to people who you sleep with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And coming out, quote unquote, as asexual is announcing that you don't enjoy or don't feel the same feelings that everybody else, not everybody else, but majority of people feel. And it can be scary because it's like you're ostracizing yourself.
Yeah.
It's like imagine a group of people and everyone's going, oh, I really like salt and vinegar crisps. I really like salt and vinegar crisps. And they're talking about how much they love it and their favorite brands. And then you just go, nah, I don't like them. And then everyone goes, what?
Yeah.
That's weird. So it is. Yeah, I think it is. It is a thing that's
also
that's
like,
scarier.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if like coming out, I feel like it's like a dead thing now. Like, I don't feel like it's, which is great. Maybe it's just the way the people I surround myself with and the life I live and the paths I walk on. But like, I don't think people come out anymore. I think it just is what it is, which is lovely. It's like the ideal world.
I
obviously
don't really
like
tell people.
If I share things about like my life, so like people who don't know that, because me personally, I would say I'm gay. Like, if I want to get into a relationship with someone or date someone, it's a girl. So, but I don't necessarily sit there and go, by the way, I've got something to tell you. I'll be talking about something and be like, yeah, and I was going on a date with this girl. And it's just in the conversation, and then people can react how they want to react.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I didn't know you dated girls. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
This is what I mean. Like, it's not so much like, let's have a gathering and I've got something to announce. It's just not an announcement anymore, I don't feel like. And I don't know if that's just me living a lovely life and people like they need to, like, have the sit-down conversation or, like, have the announcement and have the official coming out the closet. But I just don't feel like it's as done anymore, which is lovely. I've got hair floating around. Yeah. I don't know.
I agree. I don't know if that's just our situations.
I don't know. I'll tell you what.
We could be privileged in that way. Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
I mean, yeah, I feel like it could be a very, what's the word? Olyphonic. I wish the words came to my head. Like when you're ignorant. Ignorant? Like an ignorant thing from me. But
no,
message in and tell us, because I'm actually so intrigued now into other people. I know that some other countries, like, it's harder, definitely. But I'm actually really intrigued into people's opinions on that. Also, like it says, it's completely your choice. You don't owe anyone anything. Number 8, it's okay to be angry or tired sometimes. Dealing with acephobia, invisibility, or constant misunderstanding is exhausting. Let yourself feel it. You're allowed to set boundaries and protect your energy. Mm-hmm, girl. So true.
Yeah, no, I agree. We hate it some days.
Oh my God. And it is, it's tiring. It really is.
It's also tiring, like, explaining it, and people, I know people don't get it, but I don't understand why people need to overcomplicate it. Like, if I like trifle and you don't like trifle, it's not that deep. I'm not going to force you to eat trifle or make you watch me eat trifle or try and change the fact that you don't like it.
Yeah.
But if I want to sit and eat my trifle and you want to sit and eat your sticky toffee pudding.
Oh my God,
crack
I fucking
on.
Love sticky toffee pudding. What?
I went with sticky toffee pudding, but I was going to say spotted dick.
Ha ha ha. You're being asexual.
Well, I was trying to be mature, but then I thought, no, I'm going to say it's funny.
I've never had, excuse the pun, spotted dick. I've never had it.
I think it's got raisins in it and I don't like raisins.
Oh, I hate raisins. What is spotted dick?
Don't like spotted dick.
Should I Google it?
In any sense of the word.
Anything with dick in is not for me. Spotted dick. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, here's a visual. If you're not... Okay. If you're not watching on YouTube...
I love custard, though.
How are we to... I do... I used to hate custard. I really like it now. How are we to explain that?
Well, go on the recipe. What's it, what ingredients? Hit me with it. Maybe I'll make us a spotted dick.
Please don't.
Can I use chocolate chips instead of raisins?
Ooh, that could be a shout. I think these are chocolate chips, actually. Let me have a look. Recreate the best of nursery puddings from school dinner days. What? I never had that.
I didn't have spotted dick in primary school.
What is spotted dick? Now, this is the point where you listeners, dear listener, you probably wish that I was going to edit this, but I'm not. We could have got to the point much quicker if I had edited this.
Or if I was a mature person and I stuck to sticky toffee pudding.
Yeah, it would have been over and done with by now. Anyway.
Does it have raisins in?
In Scotland, it is often called spotted dog pudding. Okay. Spotted dick is a very simple pudding to make. It can be steamed in a basin or be rolled out like a sausage and covered in buttered foil and then steamed. Sometimes it takes the form of roly-poly pudding with the currants and some brown sugar making the filling. Eh? Oh, it's made with dried fruit like currants or raisins, giving it the spotted appearance. The dick part of the name is an old you're so immature. Is an old dialectical term for pudding, similar to dough. It is a spongy dessert traditionally made with suet, and often served with hot custard. I love hot custard. That's interesting. So when I say I really fancy some pudding, I could say I really fancy some dick. Oh, I'm sorry. How old are we?
Well, I'm just trying to think, what can we call this week's episode? And so many things are coming to mind. I've never had spotted dick.
Right, let's crack on, because this episode was only going to be a short one.
Yeah, and Traitors is on in 10 minutes.
Shit, right, okay. We're going to go through this. Oh, we've only got two left. Celebrate the small wins. Found a word that fits? Connected with another ace person? Asserted a boundary? That's huge. Celebrate yourself, your journey, and every step forward. Boom.
Well, we've done those things.
I feel like every time we do a podcast, that is a mini celebration.
Woohoo.
Nice. That's so true, though. Celebrate the small wins. And also, just in general life, celebrate the small fucking wins, because it's worth it. Last but not least, number 10, you deserve joy. Your life doesn't have to follow the mainstream script to be beautiful. Ace joy is real. Your story is worth living fully, freely, and authentically. I'm going to cry.
Give me a tissue.
I'm getting emotional. No, that was beautiful. A lovely way to finish the ep.
That was nice. I feel very wholesome.
Isn't it? Everyone deserves joy. Everyone, every single person, you, dear listener, deserve a whole lot of joy.
And hopefully listening to us Chaos Queens will give you a little bit of joy this week.
Oh, we can hope and we can pray.
Well, you've given me joy this week.
You've given me joy this week, my friend. How nice. Yeah.
When you were showing me things on FaceTime yesterday, give me joy. Your little trinkets and whatnot.
Cutesies. Do you know what gives me joy? My new jumper.
I was waiting for you to bring this up, because you mentioned it yesterday and then you mentioned it again today. You can see my jumper in full glory. And I thought, you know what? she's going to bring attention to... it's a fantastic jumper. I'm not...
Fantastic. Don't diss the jumper.
I was waiting.
Yeah. Now's its time to shine. Look at it, guys. Go on YouTube, scoot to the end of the video to see this jumper in all its glory. It's from TK Maxx. It's bloody gorgeous. It's lovely and warm. It is gorgeous.
We'd love a TK Maxx.
I fucking love a TK Maxx. And that did deserve the emphasis on fucking at the beginning of that sentence.
Normally we don't emphasise that on this podcast.
We don't like fucking. But when it's in front of TK Maxx...
But like in the car park in front of TK Maxx.
I fucking love TK Maxx.
What a way to end.
Oh, what a way to end. Have you got anything to add?
No, I never do.
Brilliant. I'm going to go watch Traitors. You're going to go watch Traitors?
I am. I need to actually eat dinner.
Oh, go eat dinner, my friend. I keep saying my friend, I think, on this episode.
We are friends.
Stop doing that. It's weird. Dear listener, you've been beautiful. Anonymous friend, you've been incredible. I love you all so much.
I love you
back
too.
In your ears. What did you say?
I said I love you too.
In the heart. We'll be back in your ears next week. Goodbye. Oh, wait. No, we normally say coming in your ears, don't we? Be coming in your ears next week. Don't you love that it's unedited?
In front of a TK Maxx.
In front of the TK Maxx. Love you, bye.